Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 667. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is on the desk right in front of me as he's ready to cause some trouble, cause some havoc. He could jump down on the soundboard. He could just straight up jump and bite me. He might start just meowing. I don't know what to do. He's right there. Maybe he wants to chime in a little bit. Get on the mic a little bit, meow, or just lay on the keyboard, fuck a bunch of shit up, stop the recording. We'll see. This is like Russian roulette. Could be several things here. He's being very chill at the moment. We shall see if that continues. He's rubbing on the desk now. He's interested in just pleasing himself on the desk. By pleasing himself, I mean rubbing his chin. That seems to have kept him occupied for the moment. I did have some... now he's trying to bite me. I tried to use the mouse to click out of some shit, and he wasn't having that. He was not happy about that. He's like, fuck you, that's my mouse. You don't click out of shit, bitch. That's what he was saying to me. Speaking of pussycats, had a pretty good week. I was off, I only worked 3 days this week. I was off for the holiday on Monday and then, proceeded to, be off on Friday because of course on Thursday night I went to a concert, the Sasanta V2 version 2. If you're unfamiliar with Sasanta, last year was Maynard James Keenan's 60th birthday, and to celebrate, he did a tour with his bands, plural, Pussifer and Perfect Circle, and added the group headed by Les Claypool, One Primus. And they did not go to St. Louis last year, but they had so much fun doing it. They were like, you know what? And people were clamoring for it. They wanted it, and so they wanted more Sasanta. So they came to St. Louis. I went to the old Riverport, which I hadn't been there since it was Riverport. It's now the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And it was a good time. Had fun. Funzos. Went with Shelly Nabina. And it was a little rough. I wish that, like, I hadn't worked overtime yet this year until this week. I was, you know, they could have waited just like another week. It was only an extra hour, so it was only like 9 hours. When I work overtime, I had to stay an hour late. But it would have been nice to get off at like 2:30, like our normal time, and maybe taking a nap for a little bit, because I didn't get much sleep the night before. I don't know why. I just wasn't able to sleep, man. It just wasn't a thing. And then, the drive up there was a little rough. Drive back, not as bad, but I mean, I fucked up. I did go the back roads, went through like St. Charles and shit, which was not great, but that was just where my GPS led me. I was just going by GPS. It was raining. That's neither here nor there. I survived it. I think that way did get me back a little bit quicker, although, and I only came close to one deer. That's one of the worst parts about driving those back roads back through Defiance and whatnot. And, A lot of animals on the roads, a lot of twisty turns, and any time you turn a corner, it could be an animal out in the middle of the fucking road. it's sketchy out there, especially late at night when you're the only car out there and it's raining. It's a little tricky. But anyway, yeah, we went to the old Riverport. I was not there since it was Riverport, which was like 20 years ago or so. I don't know when they fucking renamed it. I don't think the Hollywood casinos had it for that long, but when I say that, it could be for 15 years. I really don't know. I know it hasn't been Riverport in a long time. I went and saw several shows there when it was Riverport, but I don't know. I just haven't been back since then. I don't go to that many big concerts anymore. Usually, I mean, I'll go see like a local band or something, but going to like big shows, it's just something I just don't do very often. I guess I don't go out to concerts in general, but this was really good. I'd seen Primus before, but I'd not seen A Perfect Circle or Pussifer. Of course, I've seen Tool like four or five times. I kind of lost track. I want to say it might be five times. I'd have to really think about it. My brother would know. Shelly would know. But, yeah, I want to say it's either four or five times. I enjoy Maynard. I haven't done that much of a dive into Pussifer. I don't know their full catalog. But, you know, I know a lot of Perfect Circle, and I definitely know me some Primus. I had seen Primus live at the Pageant. That was, like, probably close to 20 years ago as well. But Primus did not disappoint, that's for sure. I think Primus might have been the best part of the show. I love me some Les Claypool. And, I mean, when they did, like, My Name is Mud and Too Many Puppies, I mean, that shit brought the house fucking down. Possibly the coolest thing that was done, though, was when Les played Southbound Pachyderm. He put on this disco ball motorcycle helmet. It was like a motorcycle helmet with like the mirrors, like a disco ball on it, and it was just all over the helmet. And they put spotlights over the helmet, and it shot beams of light everywhere. It was just fucking cool. Les Claypool's quite the showman. At one point, he had the pig mask on, which apparently he's been wearing like all tour. I didn't know about the helmet though, with the disco ball on it. That was nice. I enjoyed that a lot. But hell, man, Perfect Circle, man, when they played Outsider, I think that probably did the best out of any songs. I mean, when they played Outsider, which is my favorite Perfect Circle song, I mean, they fucking killed it. They played Judith, of course. I mean, that's you're going to have to play Judith if you're going to play a Perfect Circles set, you know. You're going to have that in there because that's probably maybe their second biggest. It seemed like Outsider definitely was the favorite out of everybody at that show because, I mean, it brought the fucking house down. Although people were pretty pumped with Judith, but it seemed like Judith, they changed up a little bit. They didn't play it like the original recording. It was a little different. I didn't feel that way with Outsider. It seemed like it was pretty much just like you would hear on the album. But Judah threw me off a little bit. I was saddened. I was hoping to get Paz LaChantin, who was the original bassist for Perfect Circle. She is in the Judith video, which to me is the most iconic moment in a Perfect Circle's videos, period, is when she's of course, the female bass player that's playing in that video. And, tosses her hair up, and that's just, I don't know, just an iconic moment in any video. It's great. It's Paz. And her name's Paz, which I believe means peace. Anyway, no Paz. I figured we wouldn't really get any special guest stars because, you know, they've been traveling all over with Sasanta, and sometimes they get, you know, some special guests. Like, I want to say a couple of the guys from Tool might have been there at some shows, but I think they were mainly stuck to, you know, their home base in L.A. And that in those general neck of the woods when they would be out there. And I knew definitely, like, Adam wouldn't be out there. I mean, he's got, like, three very young children, and I don't think he's goes out of home unless he's, like, touring with Tool. I could be wrong. Although, if there was a wrestling event in town, I'd be like, well, maybe Adam will be here. Because the man loves wrestling, and he goes to wrestling quite a bit. I was kind of hoping that there would be, give me my boy Adam. But no, nobody from Tool other than Maynard James Keenan. Yeah, the only, like, special guest, really, I can think of that was, like, a local guy, and he just played ping pong on stage, was Clownvis. And he came up and got to play ping pong with Josh Fries, the former Foo Fighters drummer. He recently got fired from the Foo Fighters, which they haven't exactly said why. Apparently it was just over a phone call. I guess one of the managers or something from the Foo Fighters called Josh up. Oh, hey, you're no longer with the band. Didn't really give him much of an excuse. It's like, you're no longer with the band. He's been there for 2 years. Kind of shitty. But, you know, it seems that Dave Grohl's not above doing shitty shit. But, you know, there's a big band. I don't know what the proper procedure is for, like, getting rid of somebody. But, you know, you'd think at least Dave, the head of the Foo Fighters, could reach out, give him the call. Look, sorry, buddy. Sorry. But, you know, he's kind of guy that has secret children. So, although not so secret now. And, you know, he's got one illegitimate child. So, I mean, he likes to stick his dick in other women other than his wife, which is like pretty much every rock star. So I guess, you know, I shouldn't be too surprised that he just have somebody that works for him, that they call him up. Yeah, it gives him reason. I don't know. I mean, ideally, I would think the only thing that would make sense to just kind of douchey, like get rid of Josh Fries like that, which again, I don't know, like divide, like if, you know, some musicians don't mix well together. just not feeling it. It would make sense if Shane Hawkins, Taylor Hawkins' son, was the heir apparent, which he's been playing with Taylor's old band, Chevy Metal, his cover band that he played with all the time. Shane has been playing with them. And, of course, at the Taylor Hawkins Memorial Concert, which I don't remember if he played at both of them or just one of them. I think he maybe just did the one in the U.S., the one in California. Either way, Shane Hawkins, when he did My Hero in tribute to his dad, was like, holy shit. I mean, he killed it. Absolutely fucking killed it. So I would say, yeah, I mean, that would make total sense to give it to Shane. But, yeah, I mean, he's like 18 or 19. That's a lot of pressure to put on a kid. And, you know, I don't know. But I mean, he's been playing his dad's other bands, so... We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I mean, you know, Slipknot got rid of their drummer, Jay Weinberg, who was, of course, son of Max Weinberg, the drummer, I think, most famously for Conan O'Brien. Although he also, you know, drums for Bruce Springsteen. There's that. I don't know. People might have heard of him. I know him more for Conan. But... yeah, Jay Weinberg was a fan of Slipknot since he was a kid. And, like, he met him when he was, like, 8 or something like that. Like, Max Weinberg, they were, I think, playing Conan. And he got to meet him, like, when he was super young. And just a huge fan. And, you know, they kind of, I guess, probably had their managers, like, call Jay, too, about firing him. But, you know, I got to say, knowing who they have... as a drummer now, like, oh, I mean, it is, holy shit. I mean, a world of difference between Jay Weinberg. Now, of course, I mean, there's no replacing, like, old, Joey Jordison. He was amazing. Young, like, those first few albums of Slipknot, holy fucking shit. Dude was the shit. But Eloy Casagrande, Slipknot's new drummer, holy hell, that guy is probably the best drummer on earth right now. Listening to him, you know, maybe the Foo Fighters are onto something like that. I know that this probably isn't going to happen, but El Estepario Cibriano, he's a huge YouTube drummer. He's really good. Really good drummer. I know he's been putting out a video a day of, like, Foo Fighter songs. I was like, this is my audition. I'm going to guess he's probably not going to get the part. I mean, obviously, I think if they got rid of Josh, it seems like maybe... I mean, they are going to give Shane Hawkins, but yeah, I still haven't heard word on what that... I mean, the Foo Fighters have scheduled a couple of shows that are, like, bigger shows. But no, like, big tour yet. So I would imagine... Yeah, I mean... before those shows hit, we should know. Or maybe when the first show, I'll be like, here we go. But Shane Hawkins is touring with Chevy Metal right now, so I don't know what is going to happen with that. Either way, though, that show, the show at Riverport was great. Or, well, the old Riverport. The it's so much easier to say Riverport than it is Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Damn it. Anyway, I tell you what the life hack is, though, for going to that show. You know, the worst thing about going to big events like that, big concert or, you know, sporting event, whatever, is always, to me, you know, the parking. Not so much getting there usually. I mean, it can be a little busy, but people tend to arrive at different times. However, leaving, everybody leaves pretty much the same time unless you duck out early, you know. And it is a fucking nightmare over there at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. It's a massive parking lot. There's a lot of fucking people. It's a big fucking venue. And you're going to be in that parking lot for a couple hours if you're fucking trying to get out of there. And it is a nightmare. Now, what Shelly Nabina did, they rented a room over at the Hollywood Casino, the hotel. And they had a room there, so they stayed the night. And we took the shuttle over from the casino to the venue, and it was $15 round trip. So we were able to go to the concert and didn't have to worry about parking. We did duck out a little early when they played the last song. Thankfully, it wasn't a song I really wanted to. I mean, I'd heard the song already. Because the way that they work that show is the bands do like their own songs. They swap between bands so people can get breaks. Although Maynard was out there for like 90% of the shit, because obviously he's the frontman for two of the bands, and also he's doing like backup vocals with Karina Round, who's also in Pussifer. They were doing vocals for a good chunk of the show. But yeah, we ducked out for the last song, which was one with that like everybody's involved in. And we had, thankfully, we had seats. We had seats, and we were under a roof. We were under the pavilion. The unfortunate people out in the lawn were rained on all night. So we were like, we were high class for that show. I mean, we had the shuttle that we just had to wait in line to get back to the casino, and it wasn't really raining by that point when we were leaving, or at least it was just a light mist, and yeah, I mean, it was, oh, they, Karina Round and Maynard also played Rock'em Sock'em Robots at, during a song. While they were both singing, they were playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Karina won, and she kicked Maynard's ass, so maybe he should work on some more judo. Maynard had recorded a bit, too, when they had a break. They had, like, a 10-minute break at one point. And I gotta say, I am impressed with his energy level. And he's 61, and he was out there for most of it, running around and shit, doing stuff. I mean, he wasn't like being real physical. It wasn't like he wasn't doing like somersaults or anything, but he was like moving around the stage and shit. There's a lot for a 61-year-old man. I'll give that to him. And but I'm sure he takes good care of himself. Anyway, he recorded a video, for the countdown where he's just like, they put makeup on him to look even older, and he's like in a hospital gown. He's at a hospital and he's making bad jokes. He's like, what do you get? What do you call a bear with no ear? Bah. Shit like that. Just keep making shit like that. And just, and then they looped him sleeping. But it, I mean, it was a good show. It's a good show. And I did gamble a little bit at the casino beforehand as I was waiting for Shelly Nabina. I took out $40 out of the ATM and got most of it back. I lost it at one point, but and as I got the message that they were parking in the garage, was like, all right, shit, I better wrap this up. And at that point I was getting close to, within like, I don't know, $15 or running out. So I was just like speed running this thing. Like, well, do I really want to cash out 15? But I managed to get back up to like 30 something bucks. So I pretty much got back to my original starting point. And then I was like, all right, let's cash out now. I got to go. And yeah, afterwards, ate at the Asian restaurant. I don't know, is it Chinese or I'm assuming Chinese restaurant they have in there. I don't remember the name of the place, but it was pretty good. Yeah, that was fun times. And yesterday, I just slept. I was so fucking tired. I'm glad that I took the day off work because I didn't get home till like after 1 a.m. And then I slept most of yesterday other than going to the dentist. I went to the dentist. I had stuff I wanted to do and get done. I still need to work on some shit in the house. I did none of that. I slept. I am old. And spending all night at a concert kind of takes it out of me. Sad to admit that. It was a good time though. It was a good time. I just got to know my own strengths. You know, I've been feeling rough lately, having some issues, but, yeah, I was able to, you know, I made it to the dentist. That was a important thing. And I didn't have any cavities or anything that checked out well. And today I had RSVP'd for an event at the Enterprise Center. Every season, I think I talked about this on previous podcasts. Not 100% sure on that. But I RSVP'd because at the end of every season, they do an event at the Enterprise Center. I think I'd known about it last season, but I didn't go to it. Might have been working that Saturday, but they had like an open house at the Enterprise Center. It was free. All you had to do was just RSVP basically for, and then say how many people were in your group. And you can do, there was tours of the locker room and you could go and like sit in any seat basically in the place. So see if you really wanted to, you know, what the best seats were. I didn't go around checking seats, but I did do the tour of the locker room. And of course, they have sales on a bunch of stuff that they're trying to clear out, you know, old inventory of stuff from several seasons. Some of it's several seasons ago. You can get in-game used sticks, gloves, players' gloves, like goalie gloves, pads. They didn't have much in the way of the pads, but they had like one set, I think, of goalie pads. But I know they had goalie gloves. Those were really fucking expensive. Those were like $300. I didn't smell them to see if I could get that Benner smell, and I didn't know if it was Benner, Hofer, or possibly somebody even before them. I mean, it had been Brian Elliott. I mean, might have had to. Anyway. All the player sticks. I know that. I think they do it pretty much every game, every home game, that they will sell like used game sticks. I would venture to guess that anytime they have the bigger players, they sell out immediately. It was like 120. I thought about buying a stick, but I was like, it was 125 bucks. I think during the regular season, it's like 150 to buy a player stick. I'm guessing by this sale that they were already out of the bigger players. There was a Ryan Suter. I thought about getting the old vet defenseman. I was like, man, it's just a stick. It's a piece of wood. I'm playing. What am I going to fucking do with this? It wouldn't even like hang up on my wall well. I was hoping that they would have like the full St. Louis Authentics shop open up so I could maybe get a banner and some more stuff to put on my wall. But no, they just have sale items. The only thing you can buy is stuff that they're really just trying to clear out, really old inventory. And so, but I did buy a hat, a decent hat. It was they were of course on sale. The ones I really wanted, they had a couple I really wanted, but they didn't have them in my size. They were like way too big. And I don't think my head's going to get any bigger. I think I'm shrinking at this point. I guess I could put padding in there, maybe. Just wear a hat underneath the hat. Maybe that would work. There was two of them. I was like, oh, man, damn it. I want those. One of them was, or I guess both of them were like the Winter Classic colors and stuff. And just, I think those Winter Classic colors, I just really dig those colors. Unfortunately, yeah, they didn't have that. But I did buy another hat. It was kind of a consolation prize. It was $20. Normally, I think that hat sells for like 40. So, you know, like 50% off. That's a good deal. And then I took a tour of the locker room, which really I just wanted to go there for the sale, but I got to say, like, the tour, that was pretty cool. The tour, it was cool just hanging out in the locker room. I sat in there. They'd taken all the nameplates down already. I imagine they did that, like, the last home game of the season or after, you know, they lost in the playoffs. They're just, all right, get it out. But none of the gear was in there. I couldn't smell any jock straps or anything. I sat down in the locker room. Didn't smell the seat. One of the big things they said is don't pull up the seat. It's not a toy. Don't. I guess you can lift those pads up. I didn't try. The tour guide was very adamant about this whole seat thing, man. He went over it several times. Do not pull the seats up. I don't know what happens. Maybe there's some kind of goblin that comes out and then, will murder like 10 people. It seemed that way as much as he was like, don't pull the seats up. It's like, what the fuck is there drugs underneath the seats? What's going on here? I feel like there's something in there. Is there steroids? What? is that where Joe Boo hangs out? Is like, because I didn't see Joe Boo in there. I was hoping Joe Boo would be left in there, but no. Joe Boo is nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. But it was a cool locker room. Now when I see him, like, interviews in the locker room, I'm like, I was there. I was right in that seat. I don't know whose seat I was in. I'm hoping it's Bennington, but I probably not. I have no idea who anybody sits in there. It might change every season. I don't know. Maybe they have a rotation or every game. I would imagine it stays somewhat same through the season unless, you know, somebody gets canned, traded, what have you. But, I guess the more momentous or the more, I don't know, exciting is the way to go about it. I parked in the parking garage. Not only do you get to go to the Enterprise and walk around, tour the place for free, which the big thing is they try to sell you on tickets, like season tickets and stuff. But I didn't talk to any of the salespeople, so I didn't get any of their spiel. You don't have to talk to them. You can just go up there and just like dick around and just hang out in the place. But I parked in the parking garage for free. You get to do that for the event when you RSVP, which is nice because during the season, you're not going to get one of those seats or parking spots in the Enterprise Center parking garage because like it sells out with like the season tickets. Like those are people that bought that shit well in advance. You will not get to park there. That being said, I decided to go out. I guess unfortunately for me, I decided to go out a different exit. It was just right next to me. I was like, oh, I can just walk around to the parking garage. I could have just walked right into the parking garage. I didn't do that. And then when I went out, like the main exit through like where all the statues are of like Al McGinnis and was it Brett Hull and I forgot what all statues they have there. I went on like the main exit and I was going to walk around to the parking garage. And there was a homeless guy like just straight up stopped me and like, hey, can you buy me something to eat? I was like, oh, you know, like fuck. And he said he lost his, I don't know if this is true or not. Hopefully it was true either way. I mean, he clearly, you know, he looked homeless, you know, he was, you know, the tornadoes that recently hit North St. Louis, he said it wiped out his house and shit. And, I've had some incidences, plural, you know, with some sketchy people. Like I mentioned, when I went to the Blues game by myself, I rode the Metro, and there was, I'm assuming, a homeless guy that just started to go on a tirade about, I don't know, all kinds of shit. And he was, I thought he was talking to an individual. No, he was talking to a whole fucking train, giving a whole sermon, basically, and just talking down to us and just seemed very aggressive, like he might end up hurting somebody. And, like, when we got off, I was fucking running for the train because I was afraid this motherfucker might start some shit, you know? Like, he might, like, he seemed like he wasn't right in the head. And that's the biggest concern for homeless people. Well, also, I mean, you never know. You could get jumped. You never know what anybody's true intentions are when you get stopped on the street like that. But, you know, I knew that, you know, those the fucking tornado. We don't live near the ocean. The tornado, I mean, yeah, it's bad. It really fucked up some shit. So, you know, I mean, it's quite possible this guy really did fucking lose some shit. I mean, he did look fucking emaciated and tired. That was for sure. I mean, he was... and he was an older guy. I didn't feel like... I feel like if he tried to jump me, like, I would have the advantage. And, I knew I could outrun the guy just looking at him. Like, how clear, you know, looks can be deceiving. But I figured there was, I would probably be able to outrun him if they decided to do something. Now, he just asked for something to eat. He's like, I don't want any alcohol or anything. I just want something to eat. Like, all right, I can get you some food. I'll buy you a fucking sandwich. Normally, I'm not the most generous person. I'll admit that. Like, I'm not opposed to, like, donating to charity and stuff, but, like, in situations like that, I just, you know, I'm just a paranoid person, and I don't want to, you know, put myself in a situation where there might be a robbery or what have you, or, I don't know. And, you know, he didn't strike me as, like, mentally ill, but there, as initially, we started walking away from the parking garage because, like, when I got out, I mean, I was right next to the fucking parking garage. I was, like, right next to my fucking car. And I was like, all right, buddy, I'll buy you something to eat. I guess Union Station, which is, like, a couple blocks down, like, go to Union Station. Of course, you know, I've only been inside Union Station a couple times. We started walking in the wrong side of Union Station, had to walk back. But at one point, he started yelling back behind us at somebody, but I couldn't see who the fuck he's yelling at. And I'm like, oh fuck, is this dude? That was when panic started to kind of get me. One, he didn't say anything about anybody else. He just said for him the sandwich. Or like, oh fuck, is he letting his buddy know, like, this is the guy we're gonna jump? Like, what is the am I the mark? And I'm just like, this is when, like, oh fuck, and that's when I'm like getting ready to, like, look for my moment to just bolt. Like, I am just going to fucking take the fuck off. And, I mean, if I got to hit one of them, that's one thing. But, I'm more concerned one of them might have a weapon. Like, that would be my biggest fear. Like, I felt like I could get away on foot pretty easily. anyway. But his buddy ended up coming over. It was another older, I would say both of them. Well, the one had said he was, like, 56, I want to say. I forgot his name. But his other buddy that came over, I remember his name was Woody. And he looked to be older, too. I would venture to guess, like, late 50s, early 60s. Not exactly terrifying. But they were both clearly homeless. Like, Woody had, like, a rubber glove on one hand, and it was, like, torn up. And he had a surgical mask on. Like, I mean, he was at least afraid of germs. But I mean, they ended up being pretty nice. Like, I was nervous the whole time. And then we went inside Union Station, and I don't know the name of the restaurant there, but we went in there, and I could tell that the staff was looking at them. They knew that these two guys were homeless. And but thankfully, I mean, they gave us a seat. I mean, it took, like, an obscene long time to, like, get our food. I'm wondering if, like, the wait staff just didn't want to wait on these guys because they're fucking homeless. You know, I think that's a good chance. I mean, the place wasn't that busy. And I'm really like, oh, man, please, like, help me out, people. Come on, get the food out here. I was hoping we would just find like a food stand where I could. But yeah, I mean, nothing crazy happened. And we talked about the Blues a little bit. Woody seemed to be pretty knowledgeable about sports. He talked about the Winnipeg game and stuff. So, but it seemed like, and they were the one fella was talking about he needed to sleep. I mean, he was like sleeping at the fucking table pretty much. And I thought he was going to try. I mean, I told him I lived, you know, pretty far away, which it seemed like Woody wasn't really looking for a place to stay, but his friend there seemed like he really wanted to find a bed at some point. But he was trying to find out what the hotel room prices were. So I didn't know if I was going to end up like, if they were going to want me to like take him to a hotel and like pay for it or what. But I managed to get out of there and not pay for a hotel. I was only expecting to buy food for one person. And then it was two. I was like, all right. But they were nice enough. I was fairly nervous early on. Definitely once we got to the restaurant, like I felt way more at ease because I'm like, what are they going to do here? That would be really dumb to to jump somebody or try to steal from them like at a restaurant with cameras and what have you. Yeah, it was none of that. None of that. Yeah, that was eventful, shall we say. Other than that, I mean, nothing too crazy's happened this weekend. I mean, I kind of felt like, you know, I helped them out a little bit. Hopefully they didn't lie to me about, you know, their situation. And that, I mean, if, you know, they're homeless, I mean, you know, I don't help them. I didn't buy them fucking alcohol and shit. Although Woody, after he asked if I at least let me buy me a shot or whatever, I'm like, no. One, I don't want any alcohol. I don't feel like drinking. Also, like, I really just want to get home. I'm gonna have him a three-legged cat, and I just came up here to buy a hat, fellas. I'm not in my element. I mean, hopefully, you know, things are looking up. That did, you know, they seemed very appreciative. They were very excited at that. So, yeah, I get, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't choose the wrong person to help out and get stabbed. As it's a possibility, man. There's, unfortunately, you know, there's, especially, you know, the bigger cities you go into, there's people that are homeless for whatever reason. Unfortunately, a lot of people are mentally ill that are homeless. And drug addiction is big with, you know, homeless population. So it can be a little tricky. Decide who to help and who not to. But yeah, I did choose to go ahead and help or at least, you know, the bare minimum. Like, I bought him some food. It wasn't like I'm not a fucking saint here. And really, I just did it because I felt it was safer for me to buy him food. I was pretty nervous, at least initially. I was like, man, this could go fucking sideways. This could go sideways at any moment. Although I don't know, maybe on a different day I would have just kept walking, just to see, because I've done that before. I have done that plenty of times when hearing people like outside, you know, the Enterprise Center or whatever, because you know people that are homeless or what have you, or they're just looking for a handout. Like, they will, you know, stand outside places like that because obviously you're gonna have some money if you're able to go to a fucking Blues game or what have you, and you know, there's a good chance, you know, somebody's going to help you out. And, yeah, I don't know where I'm going with that story. Really don't know. I don't know how to segue to this, but back to the house here, the penthouse. I haven't done any more painting. I still need to do the drywall. That's the big thing stopping me from finishing the hallway. I got the roof replaced last week, of course. I need to replace the drywall and downstairs. Like my friend from work, Matt, had stopped by last Sunday, and he made some food, like jalapeno poppers, but it was like sausage with jalapenos inside and like egg and cream cheese. And oh man, it's pretty good. I'm not like usually big on jalapeno poppers. These were pretty fucking good. And we just ended up watching movies. I painted all last weekend. I was like, you know what? Fuck, I don't feel like it fucking painting. And I knew I had to replace that drywall, which really I need to. It doesn't look like I'm going to do any of that this weekend, even though I had another 3-day weekend. But man, I need to get on that soon. I need to really finish that up. So I can put my movie posters up there. And I'm still waiting on my light fixture for the dining room. But I got to say, man, I guess before last week, I had gotten the blackout shade for the dining room, or the living room, pardon me. And it made a huge difference. I mean, it was fucking dark in there. But there was still an awful lot of light coming from the dining room because of the two windows where I had just white blinds that the light would pretty much just pass right through. And so, I mean, still getting quite a bit of sunlight, although, I mean, you were still able to watch movies in there even during the daytime and it still looked really, really good. I was like, you know what? We gotta get rid of this natural light. And Lowe's had 50% off on the shades for the dining room windows. And they're expensive shades. They're a Leveler brand. And you give them the measurements to your window, and they specifically fit them for your window. And so, I mean, it fits nice and tight in there. Like a glove. Like Borat's sister, you know, nice and tight. Borat. Very nice, very tight. Anyway, I got the shades in, Monday or what day? I don't remember what day it was. I guess it was Tuesday. It wasn't the holiday. It was Tuesday I got them in. And I put them up Tuesday night. And holy shit, when I got home, Wednesday, it was like glowing red inside my house. Like I had no lights on and there was almost no natural light coming in whatsoever. there was a window on the front door where it's just got a little half circle window thing. I don't know what they call that specific window. But it's a smaller, and you can see light coming in and hitting the projector screen on the wall, but not real terrible. And just depends on what time of the day it is. But other than that, I mean, the rest of it was just the only light that was coming in was through the red drape on the sliding glass door in the dining room. And it just, because of that red drape, it was like just put a red glow on everything. It was pretty menacing and awesome at the same time. And, So, of course, I'm going to take pictures and video and send it to people. But I ended up, I had gotten some film tint that you could like, it was like a film that you peel a backing off of. And it's kind of got an adhesive on one side. And then you put it on your window to tint it. And I tried that and it did not work very well because that specific window, the shapes of, because it's not just like a half circle, it's like each half circle is then cut into smaller shapes, and it was a bitch. And I was like, this isn't working out at all. So I ended up ordering a shade, a really cheap blackout shade for that window that was real small and just would cover that window. Then I put that on yesterday. And man, just looking down the steps when there's no lights on down there during the day, I mean, it's pitch black. I'm worried that Like, I'm going to get even more spiders. I have problems with spiders in here. And I feel like that's just going to, they're just going to love that now. That they're absolutely love. It's so fucking weird going down there. Because, I mean, it is fucking dark. Like, going down there, I lose track of what fucking time of day it is. Because, I mean, it is so fucking dark. Like, I have no fucking clue what time it is when sitting down there. I'm like, man, I don't know what time it is. I can't tell where the sun placement is. I mean, there is, but it's awesome at the same time. I mean, watching movies looks fucking amazing regardless of what time it is. And, it's just, it's pretty fucking cool. And, I've been going into Last of Us, season 2 Last of Us, and, going through that. Of course, I saw the first season, I mean, not when it originally aired, but I saw it a while back now, and, you know, enjoyed the show. I love me some Pedro Pascal, so, you know, I was going to get around to seeing season 2 as I was busy watching Andor and, you know, working on the house and whatnot, the penthouse. But I finally got around to watching Last of Us season 2. I think I've got like 1.5 episodes, maybe 2 episodes to go-ish. And spoiler alert. It was kind of sad to see the episode, which is like episode 2 or something like that. Again, big spoiler for Last of Us season 2. It was sad to see Pedro Pascal die. For the first time that I'm aware of since Game of Thrones, which is really where I became aware of him from the first place. And I never really played the games much. I started the game once and then just never, by that point, the game, when I tried to play it was on my PS4 when I had, all my controllers had stick drift real bad. And I was just like, all right, I can't play this. My controller's too fucked up. But I could play it on my PS5 if I bothered to download it. But, you know, I've got so much other shit going on right now. I don't see myself playing Last of Us anytime soon. That, which is kind of good, I guess, because I can get into the show more not knowing exactly what's going to happen. As I was definitely surprised to see Pedro Pascal get murdered. I really thought he's, you know, kind of one of the main characters here. I realized Bella Ramsey's character Ellie is obviously the protagonist of the show, as she is the immune one and the one still alive. you know, Pedro Pascal, kind of a big name, kind of a big draw, kind of an A-lister. He's fucking Din Djarin for fuck's sake. And he's, I mean, he's Pedro Pascal. He's fucking, gotta love Pedro Pascal. He looks great in the new Fantastic Four as Dr. Richard Reeves or whatever the fuck, Reed. I can't remember the name of the family in Fantastic Four at the top of my head. Fantastic Four was never my go-to. Anyway, whatever the fuck his name is in that. He's in Fantastic Four and it looks interesting. It looks good. I will definitely want to watch that one in the theater, possibly. Although I got a theater at home now. And, I should mention, I did get the surround sound set up in the downstairs. I mean, it's, I got some cheaper surround sound off Amazon. I didn't even pay $200 for it. So, I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be the best, but I was afraid it was going to be obscenely loud. And actually, I think it's not quite as loud as... It can get loud, but it's not quite as loud as the speaker on my projector. That projector speaker's fucking loud. And now that I have, the speaker's a little bit closer to me, I feel like maybe my neighbors won't hear it as bad. So I guess that's a plus. But, I mean, it's kind of cool. I got speakers to the sides of me and a subwoofer on the floor. And, it's pretty decent. But overall, I mean, it's... just pretty fucking cool to watch movies in there. I don't know when I'm ever going to finish this thing because, again, I got to replace that drywall and I got to, like, feel up to doing it. I'm worried I'm just going to stop where I'm at. But I really want to finish, you know, and I'm going to have to go around. I've got, like, when I painted the kitchen, I really hurried that. And there's a lot of spots I really got to touch up in there. When I pulled the tape, I pulled up a lot of paint when I did that. There's a lot of areas I got to go over and touch up. I got to touch up across all of it downstairs, really. But I want to wait until I've got everything painted. I want to paint it before I bother going up and touching all of it. Because why get a small paintbrush wet if I'm and then clean it just to go back and do another area, you know? I'm just so burnt out on painting, but I hope to get it done soon. I was hoping really this weekend that I would man up and replace that drywall. But then after that concert, man, really wiped me out. So I didn't do jack shit yesterday. And then today, driving to St. Louis, and then I wasn't expecting to have dinner or lunch there. And I was there well over an hour more than I expected. And then, you know, I'm still just pretty fucking tired, honestly. But, hey, that was a pretty cool tour of the locker room, though. The food was all right. I wish I remembered what the fucking name of that restaurant was. It wasn't bad. The chicken was really dry, but it was pretty good. Like, had these waffle fries that were decent. And anyway, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing definitely more movies on the projector as I'm finding myself wanting to not leave home more and more. Just want to hide out here. And as you know, prices of everything still continue to rise. Although, you know, the tariffs courts have said that the tariffs that Trump enacted were illegal, but I imagine that's just pumping the brakes, basically, because I feel like, you know, one, they don't seem to give a shit what the courts say. And I feel like the Supreme Court's probably going to get appealed up to the Supreme Court, which there's a good chance they'll be like, give them the green light. So, but as of right now, I guess tariffs aren't in effect. So buy a bunch of shit more on Amazon, and hopefully you won't have to pay a fortune for it. So if there's anything, you know, you want to buy it now. That anything that's not made in America, although, you know, they're with everything raising in price, that'll raise the prices of American goods too. So, yeah, do what you got to do, man. Do what you got to do. And that's what led to me buying that projector and stuff, which I spent a bunch of money I probably shouldn't have. Bunch of money that, yeah, I really shouldn't have. But hey, now theory is the right word here. The idea is to have endless entertainment here at home so I don't have to, go out anywhere and spend money. Like, let's just go in home. As fuck, I started the bad habit of going to gas stations a lot and buying shit from gas stations. That shit's fucking expensive, especially Casey's. I go to Casey's a lot because I live pretty close to it. And their shit's even more expensive than the other gas stations around town. But yet, I keep going there. And, yeah, anyway. It's a bad habit. Got to stop that. But now that I've got just endless entertainment downstairs... And upstairs, I mean, I got my guitars going on. Thought about buying another one, but we don't need to talk about that. The definitely have fun, here in the house. I'm a homebody. I definitely enjoy watching movies. It is definitely made. Watching movies so much more exciting. And before I did all the stuff downstairs, I spent at least 90% of my time here at home upstairs. Cause, you know, I got my computer up here, I got my PlayStation 5 up here, and I got TV up here as well. I mean, I did have the TV downstairs, but for the most part. I mean, other than like eating, I hung out upstairs for the most part. Occasionally I would watch stuff while I was eating, like downstairs. But it there wasn't a whole lot of reason for me to go down there and hang out. But now, now that I've got the fucking movie theater downstairs, I've been spending a lot more time downstairs. And it's just great to just recline back on that couch there, like fully reclined, and then just the cat, Agent Fox Mulder, you know, comes, lays up on me, and we just like pass out watching movies. It's pretty great. Like, that's the life to me. Like, the whole world on the outside really doesn't exist when I'm down there watching movies with my three-legged cat. It's good times. Good times. But anyway. yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about the progress as far as that goes. Oh, well, I mean, I guess I could go. I feel like I'm never going to be quite done with downstairs, which also, you know, I mean, it could always be a forever work in progress, as you know, you could always add things or just change things. So I'm starting to feel not quite as, you know, initially I was very much like gung-ho, we got to fucking do this. It's got to be done. And, but now I really had to finish that goddamn wall. But anyway, I was thinking of the hallway about switching out the light fixture in there too. I don't know. I don't know that I'd do another light reel that was kind of film canister reel. One, it was pretty fucking expensive. Two, I don't know when I'm going to get this thing. They never really, I've gotten like one email from them. The email was to ask me what type genre of film I wanted wrapped around the light, which there's, of course, a 35 millimeter camera roll. And it's got actual film reel around it. And you can like look and see at the pictures in the reel. And I picked horror, by the way. And then I have not received any other word yet. I have no fucking clue when they're going to get around to sending me that damn thing. But I guess this next week, if I don't hear anything, I'm going to have to fucking email them, because it's been crickets. It's been crickets. I just got it off this fucking website that I had talked about, I don't know, whenever it was I ordered it, I talked about it on here. But I would like to get another light fixture, I think, because there's the light fixture in front of the front door in the downstairs where it just, with painting the ceiling black, it's all white, like light fixture. I just don't think it, I think I could do better, you know? It deserves something better, as that's the, like, when you first enter, not me, I go in through the garage, but when I have anybody else come over, the idea is to have them come in and, like, they're walking into a grand movie theater. I want that light fixture to look a little bit nicer, and, you know, the movie posters are going to be all on the walls, and unfortunately there's going to be a cat box. I don't have any better spot for a litter box as next to that front door. So that's going to remain there. So that's kind of a downer from when you first enter. But, you know, disregard the litter box. Just don't walk right when you walk in. And I'll have movie posters. And I have considered, shit, as I said, like I wasn't going to talk about it anymore. I have also considered, yeah, this is like never ending with this shit. I believe I probably talked about this before too, which these are fucking expensive. So I am in no hurry to fucking break down and get this. As I talked about last episode, I know that lighting is a concern because it is getting super fucking dark down there. And I might need some more lighting. Although, I don't know, I'm feeling like maybe I got enough lighting down there. I don't know. Maybe in the future I'll decide otherwise. But you can get the backlit, like LED backlit movie poster frames, which make the whole movie poster just fucking glow. And they look fucking awesome. But they are fucking expensive, man. Like on Etsy, you can get, was it a 4-pack for like $1,000? Like that's fucking expensive. That's really fucking expensive. And I don't believe on that, as far as that, on the Etsy was concerned, that they had an option to just buy one or two. On Amazon, I found that I could get one for like 200 something, which is basically like for the grand. I don't know quality from one to the other, which if either one would be better. But essentially, it's essentially the same amount because it was 220 something. I mean, it's basically, you know, a quarter of the cost. You know, four of those would be right at a fucking grand, basically. A little short, but anyway, I thought about maybe just at least two of the posters because I got two posters in the living room itself. The rest I was going to put down the hallway. I figured the hallway probably would, I mean, it'd be really cool. It'd be really fucking cool. But then there's also the problem, too, that you have to plug these things in. They take electricity. Now, the two that would be like in the living room, between the living room and the kitchen, there's an outlet that would work for running those well. But if I did them all throughout the hallway anyway, it would be a little kind of screwy. So maybe not like the best. I did see, I think it's some options for like 500 for a pack of them or something, but they're like 1,000. Like, holy fuck, man. Dude, even just one, 200, like, oh, that's a lot of money. And I was considering, but for the record, I thought about buying a player stick this was today for $125. Like, I can't do that. Quit doing that. You need to stop spending so much money. What the fuck are you doing, you nut job? It's a piece of wood. Now, had it been for the right player, I might have been just like, fuck it. Anyway. Yeah, so the least I could do is buy those guys some fucking food. When I'm just like, I'm going to possibly spend $125 on a stick. God damn it. Anyway. The only other thing at the moment I've considered doing in the downstairs is I think I might do a little bit more with the kitchen as far as get like a concession sign. Which I can get some signs pretty cheap for just say concessions. Maybe I'm not big on popcorn, but I might just for the look of it get a popcorn machine, like a cheaper one, and just put that down there. And if, I mean, if somebody comes over and they really want popcorn, I can fucking make them some popcorn. I love the smell of popcorn. I just don't really like. I don't absolutely hate it. I just don't really like digging it out of my fucking teeth. Because of that, you know, I just, it is, just not real high up on my list. But again, I do like the smell of like buttered popcorn. I think that's, good stuff, you know? Really that's about all I've got. I'm thinking if there was probably other things I thought of through the week. That, you know, I don't write shit down or anything like that. So I guess, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.